I'd like to call the order of Town of Brule regular meeting for Monday, June 8th, 2020. Mr. Andre, can you lead us in the pledge?
Yes.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the Republic which stands one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Councilmember Daigle?
Here.
Councilmember Bujwa?
Here.
Councilmember Richard?
Here.
Councilmember Andre?
Here.
Councilmember Niesler?
Here.
Attorney Acosta?
Here.
Mayor Rhodes?
Here. Just a couple housekeeping. We have Zoom on board, so anybody on Zoom, welcome. Everybody welcome in the audience also. So anybody wants to join live on Zoom, they may be on there listening. Recognition and commendations, I don't have any. In your package, we have minutes from our regular meeting, May 11th, 2020. I think they're all good. Unless anybody has any changes, do we have a motion to approve minutes? Moved by Mr. Daigle, second by Mr. Richard. Any comments from the audience? Any comments from the council? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Committee reports, Public Works Committee. I'll read the Public Works report for May. Total rainfall, we had 5 events at 5.8 inches, no drainage issues. We had 3 SCADA alarms on our wastewater lift stations, all were minor. We installed a bypass at our Live Oak lift station. We had 1 out of compliance test on our sewer treatment facility. It's been resolved. 700 more feet of open ditches were brought to grade on the south side of Gwynn Street, along with sewer jetting all those culverts, so we got that part cleaned up. Notice to proceed was executed on our street overlay. That street overlay will be starting this week, probably. Several catch basin washouts were repaired throughout town. Our permit renewal was submitted for our sewer facility. We have to do that every 5 years. No personnel incidents to report for our maintenance department. Upcoming, we're continuing to work on the BZ ditch. That water is flowing out of there like we've never seen it, that's a really good thing. And roadside, Republic roadside debris pickup will be this week. I've seen some piles disappear, so they're out there working. And our extra monthly pickup will be June 26th. Next up, Republic Services contract renewal for our town hall dumpster. We got no phone call, and all of a sudden our bill went up like $50, so I called them back. Our contract was up, so we need to sign another contract. They lowered it back down to our $275 a month. So I'm just looking for your approval for me to sign this contract for Republic for our container in the back of the town hall.
Back where we were?
Yes, back to where we were, $275.
Mayor, just a note on that, Tom. I don't know if you looked at this, but on the proposal side, it says there's a fuel recovery fee, an environmental recovery fee, and an administrative fee on the proposal. When we go through the actual agreement, it says all of that is waived, but an automatic increase of 7% when it terminates on 4 of 2021. So I want to make sure that if we're not going to get charged for those additional fees, because the proposal says they're going to charge it, but the agreement says...
Yeah, I'll try to talk to them, too, about that increase. Maybe we can get that a couple more years or something. I'll take care of that, and before I sign it, I'll make sure... I'll get us a copy, too, when we get the official one.
You want a motion?
Yes, I'm
so
sorry.
Moved.
Yep.
So
we got a motion by Ms. Bujwa.
Second
by Mr. Niesler. Any comments from the audience? Any comments from the council? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Consider moving Gwynn Street home off of our derelict buildings list. We looked at pictures. We got pictures of all the sheetrock completed. We made a recommendation, I think, last month at our meeting that when we got those pictures, upon looking at it, if we felt comfortable, we'd go ahead and take it off the derelict buildings list. So, Robert?
Didn't we have a few more pictures? But
That's only...
Others were like that. They showed where the sheet rock was like that. They have that off.
Right. Yes, sir. You want to say anything about the house real quick?
No.
Okay. So we made that recommendation, I think, at last month's meeting that we go ahead and take it off the list if the pictures came back to approval. Shane and I looked at them. We think it looks 100% better than it did when it first started. So my recommendation is to go ahead and take it off the derelict buildings list. I think, Tom, we just, as housekeeping, maybe we should vote on that.
I move.
Moved by Mr. Andre. Second by Mr. Richard. Any comments from the audience? Any comments from the council? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Thank you, sir. Thanks for all y'all hard work.
Thank y'all for coming out.
Planning and zoning, consider final plat for Scott Thomas Development. Court, you want to just say a couple words on where we stand and what we talked about the other day?
Yep.
Moved you. You're on the other side.
Yeah, kind of stand to the left of that computer.
You want a pointer?
Yeah.
Got one.
We do have a pointer, too.
Yeah, so good afternoon. The mayor and I and Shane met out there the other day, and we talked about it's a little bit of housekeeping. Just to let you guys know, there was a little bit of repair work on a patch of road that had to be done right around here. That's been done. It has met the requirements, met all the testing requirements. There's subsurface drainage that's all throughout on the front. There's the ditches here that were Mr. Thomas was getting them cleaned up and weed-eated, along with the retention ponds or retention areas, because they'll be dry retention, and regrading them, and he's going to side them, put some grass in there for erosion control, and we should be in pretty good shape.
Okay, maintenance bond. Did we get any progress on that?
Still working on it.
Okay.
The only thing, I think that's the last thing I got to get for y'all to change.
Okay.
And they said it might be a couple more days.
Okay.
So as far as I know, that's the only thing I'm missing.
Right. And based on the ordinance, Shane and I went over this today. We got the contractor certificate saying everything was completed. We have our engineering firm that did the testing throughout, which found that weak spot in the road. We got that repaired. That's Gulf South Engineering. They gave us a letter stating everything's done with the spec. They also have been paid. Everybody's been paid. The town hall's been paid. So other than that retention pond with that pipe that Shane talked to you about, clearing it out, and our maintenance bond, everything's good to go. If the council feels it, I suggest give me the okay to sign a final plat once these two things are met.
Retention pond responsible for the maintenance upkeep.
So the homeowners, so whoever buys, so right now Scott will maintain,
right.
But once these lots are sold, the owners will maintain that, and we do have that noted on.
It's in writing.
Yep.
Thank you.
We will get that sod. You're going to get that sod put in those?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah, that's going to help because that dirt's starting to rush off, as you know.
I'll put it around the drains as well.
That's good, yeah.
Scott, I'll make a motion except contingent on them getting their maintenance bond and the retention pond being brought to specification as it was in the drawings, whether it needs to be dug out anymore, cleaned up, sodded, the cross flow, and to make sure it's clear going into that box drain or whatever y'all put right there.
Yep.
And I think, you know, with the road passing, really the retention pond was the only thing. Y'all did a good job of cleaning up. A lot of neighbors talked to me and they appreciate it.
Okay, so we got a motion to accept it with, to sign the final, accept the final plat with maintenance bond. And the retention is brought to grade. We will not sign that until we get those. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Niesler. The motion by Mr. Andre. Any comments from the audience? Scott, Court, anybody?
No. Appreciate all the help on this.
Yeah.
Comments from the council? Tom, we need roll call.
Probably wouldn't hurt.
Yeah, let's do a roll call vote.
Councilmember Richard?
Yes.
Councilmember Andre?
Yes.
Councilmember Niesler?
Yes.
Councilmember Daigle?
Yes.
Councilmember Bourgeois?
Yes.
All right, just let us know when you get that done. We'll make a run out there. We'll sign it and get you rolling.
Thank you, Alec. Once again, appreciate all the help. It's been good working with everybody on that. It makes it easier when you got the folks cooperating as you guys did. So
appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah, Shane's been on top of it, so I appreciate that.
Thank you.
All right, let's see. Next up, budget to actual for May. That's in the books, but budget's about done. We have some budget adjustments that we're fixing to make, so get that back in line and get closed out. So if you have any questions on that, let us know. Official journal. We need to pick our official journal. I suggest West Side Journal, if anybody else has anything, as we always do.
They've been fairly consistent over.
Yeah?
So,
I got a motion by Ms. Bourgeois to accept West Side Journal for our official journal. Second by Mr. Richard. Any comments from the audience? Any comments from the council? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. We got our letter from Baxley and Associates for our audit. And we have good news this year. We don't have to do the AUPs. The legislative auditor is not forcing that. So the audit fee is going to be not to exceed $13,000. So I got the letter. It's the same letter as last year, and they will get started once you give me the authority to sign that letter for Baxley and Associates. So I'd like to recommend our audit firm for this next budget year is Baxley and Associates. Any comments or any questions on it? Same firm. We've had really good luck with them. Margaret does a good job here. Patricia and Margaret get along great, and Patricia helps out a whole lot and gets it all squared away. So, I suggest we go ahead and rename Baxley and Associates as our official auditor.
I move we use Baxley and Associates.
All right. Got a motion by Mr. Neesler.
Second.
Second by Mr. Daigle. Any comments from the audience? Any more comments from the council? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. I'll get that signed and back to them, and we'll get them started on our audit. Personnel committee, I don't know of anything. I said everything's going good. Recreation committee, I don't have anything. Police committee, don't know of anything. Governmental affairs?
We'll have a meeting next month. We'll have some application.
Okay, we'll have a meeting there. Consideration of vetoed ordinances, don't have any. Ordinance number one of 2020, town's budget adjustment for the 2019-2020 budget. So in your packet, we have our final budget adjustments for our town budget. As you know, we couldn't spend the money we wanted on our parks, so that along with some other special projects we weren't able to spend the money on, but we're going to make a budget adjustment on some of those expenses, as you see, as we discussed. Traffic income, due to COVID, we reduced that by $100,000, and then we had some additional income on a CD. So the total budget adjustment itself is $200,450, $280,450 in expenses, $80,000 in income. Anyone have any questions on that? All right, with that, do I have a motion to accept our...
Being an ordinance, don't you need to open the public hearing?
Yep. We get a motion first, right? Do I have a motion to accept our Town of Brule budget adjustments for this budget year?
So moved.
By Ms. Bourgeois. Second?
A second.
Second by Mr. Daigle. We'll open a public hearing for anybody that has any questions on this. Questions? All right, we'll close the public hearing. Any roll call vote? Any roll call vote, Shane? Anybody?
Councilmember Andre?
Yes.
Councilmember Neesler?
Yeah.
Councilmember Daigle?
Yes.
Councilmember Bourgeois?
Yes.
Councilmember Richard?
Yes.
All right, thank you guys. Ordinance number two, 2020 sewer budget adjustments. We only had a couple on that. As you can see, we got our LGAP grant. We're about to get started on that, so we'll coat some more manholes. It came back a bit short from what we budgeted, and we didn't spend quite as much money on repairs and maintenance and sewer equipment. So those are our budget adjustments there. Pretty simple. So, any questions? Do we have a motion to accept our sewer budget adjustments for May 20th?
Move.
Moved by Mr. Andre. Second by Mr. Richard. We'll go ahead and open up a public hearing on our sewer budget adjustment ordinance. Do we have any comment? No comment. We'll close our public hearing. Fine. Roll call.
Councilmember Neesler?
Yes.
Councilmember Daigle?
Yes.
Councilmember Bourgeois?
Yes.
Councilmember Richard?
Yes.
Councilmember Andre?
Yes.
Okay. Ordinance number three of 2020, our town budget. We discussed the majority of this at our committee meeting. And All right. Worked out best that we kind of held out because we got our sales tax check in, and our sales tax check for this month was similar to last year's month. So instead of reducing our sales tax revenue by 5%, we decided to go ahead and leave that the same for next budget. So that helped out a bit. Hopefully, that will go up. We always hope for that to go up, but we'll see what happens next budget year. Who knows with the whole COVID and shutdown and how it's going to affect us and borrow with that. Just on a side note, let's talk, if you guys don't mind, I'd like to talk about bikes and the guy that takes care of our bikes on our bike share expenses. That's under recreation on the second page. We pay him $200 a month now to maintain our bikes. We did receive $1,400 from businesses. They paid us each, it was seven businesses that paid us $200 each. They want to see the bike program move forward. So we have an additional $1,400 in here that's going to come from those businesses that already has. We have the money. So I just need your opinion on what I think that Mr. Rollin does a great job taking care of our bikes, greasing them up and keeping care of them. We pay him $200 a month. I'd like to give him a bump to keep maintaining our bikes. I do have Dow looking at maybe purchasing a handicap bike that we can put up there, and I also have them looking at maybe giving us some money to help maintain them. But I'd like to pay him possibly an additional $100 or $200 additional a month to take care of our bikes. There's a lot of weekend stuff when people can't unlock bikes that they call on. And I just want your opinion. If you think it's too much, that's fine. If you think it's not enough, that's fine too. But if anybody has any opinion, I just want to make sure that was known to the council. That's kind of what I'd like to do on that bike share.
Well, I think he's the right guy, you know, because he's a biker. I understand the ins and outs of preventive maintenance on the bike. Right, no. Totally sure. But if thinking we're putting more work on him than what we, you know, justify, we probably need to increase it.
You know, from the standpoint of the businesses giving us money, we had seven businesses that gave us $200. That covers seven of the months for the additional $200. If you look at it from that standpoint, really only going to pay another, what, 4 or 5 months of $200 extra.
If we increase it $100, you've received $1,400 already for a year. That'd be basically we'd be paying the same as we did last year,
sure,
with $200 to the good, you know.
It's something we want to look at in the future for hours of what he puts in.
I'll tell you this, as much work as I see him do, I don't want to pay him hourly. I'll tell you that. Blaine can probably vouch for it too.
Yes. Yeah.
But we could possibly get, you know, the amount of hours he puts in, we could get him to chart that.
I'd like to know.
So does he just go every day and check? Like he said, on the weekend something would happen. He can touch with you. Somebody gets in touch with you and you call.
Well, he uses the app, then they go through the app or Blaine.
And he's accessible.
Right, and like sometimes people will put a bike up and they won't lock it, and it'll steadily charge them until it's locked. So he'll see that and he'll run out and lock them, or he'll take a bike. And you've probably seen Bruley bikes on the back of a little white Yukon running through town, and he'll take it to his house and work on it. Fortunately, what I like about him and having him on board is that when you go to rent a bike, you get a decent quality bike that's going to always operate. So, and these businesses helped out. You know, it was fantastic. They listened to our minutes in the last meeting we talked about and just offered that to us. So anyway, the money's in there to pay him for that. I just wanted to make sure everybody understood that's kind of what my idea was. And if we can come up with a number, it would help me. That way I don't have to come up with a number.
So I guess, so my comments, Mayor, is I don't know what the original $200 per month, if that was, is that broken down for each repair, or is that just a flat rate and he assumes the responsibility?
Yeah, it's just a flat rate.
Okay. And I also presume that if something should fail on the bike, that they're looked at any liability that he may encounter. Someone's injured on the bike and he had worked on said bike, and have anything like that to protect the individual? It's a litigious society, and that's where...
Yeah, our bikes, we're protected on our liability policy.
And even though you have...
As far as him, no, we don't have anything like that.
He's a contract employee of the town. That we, I don't know, $10.99 at the end of the year?
Yes.
Yes, he's a contract employee of the town, so he should be covered by our insurance.
So he's signed as a contractor?
No.
We don't have him signed, we don't have an agreement with him signed as a contractor.
Check with your insurance, but I'm 99.9% sure he's somebody you contract with to perform the job, it's just like anybody else.
Should we have a written document?
We should have, if we don't have a rider, we definitely need a letter from our insurer saying that we are covered for liability in case someone gets hurt.
Or workers.
Yeah, I think Rusty's question was about, is it covered if someone sues us because of a maintenance problem that, since he's the maintenance person?
Or even, is he exposed directly, does he have exposure?
Or an accident. Are we covered for anything that anybody gets hurt?
Yeah, we're covered, we check with the insurance company, it's like a sidewalk, if somebody trips on the sidewalk, breaks an ankle.
We have it in writing that we're covered for the bicycle, or is it...
I don't have it in writing, but I mean...
I think we need a letter, something in writing in our files.
And so refresh my memory, how much was the original grant from Dow?
$25,000, $23,000, Patricia, do you remember?
$20,000, $25,000, I thought.
And that was for 14, correct? 14 bikes?
14 bikes, the racks, the program, the computer program.
Right.
Some maintenance, because we pulled the majority of it out of that, but...
So, I mean, we look at now at budgeting close to 10, could we look at replacing bikes if they become that damaged?
Absolutely.
I mean, again, I think there were some comments made in the April meeting that were totally misrude, and there was a comment about the bike program, you know, ceasing to exist, and that was never the intent of anyone at any time.
Right.
There was only a question about where was the funding going? It had absolutely nothing to do with doing away with the bike program.
No.
But that seemed to have gained momentum somehow, and I never understood that, but it was great that the businesses did donate, and certainly we're well appreciative of that. I thought that's a very great gesture.
The $200 that we pay him presently, that covers no parts, right? That's just his labor.
Right.
So, Blaine, do we know how much we paid in parts last year?
Not right off the top of my head, but it's usually $15, $20 here and there, nothing major.
Some of the gearing on the bikes, he's got to bring to the bike shop, because they have special stuff to fix. So he packs it up and goes to the bike shop.
I think so far, between his salary and the parts, we spent like $3,500 to shoot this week.
So initially it was higher, because he went through all of them at one time.
Right, we called him up, and you know, we didn't pay him for the first 3 months, maybe? We didn't pay him anything. He just volunteered it, and we decided we need to start paying him, because he was helping us out, he provides a really good service for us. It's not like we just throwing money away, I mean, he does a really good job for us, and the bikes are quality when you go to rent one, so...
And I think we'd be better off sometime during the year if we put a cover over those bikes.
Yeah, well, hopefully our pavilion will have that, you know, when we build it, we'll move them.
Well, I'm talking, we got some down there.
Yeah, back here, yeah. Maybe we can use some of that money in that recreation expense to do that, too. I mean, first number that hit my mind was 400, if you guys feel comfortable with 300, since we had that money from those, from the...
Personally, I would feel better with 300.
Okay. We'll do, I mean, we don't have to make a motion on it, we'll just do it to 300 and go from there. All right, so we'll go with 300, if everybody's good with that. So that's what we'll do for the bikes. As we discussed, couple big items, we want to replace Shane's truck, and we want to buy that pump. A couple other big items are the body camera for the police department, that's a big item in that we're looking at. Between those three items, that's pretty much, and our park is the biggest item there, and we definitely want to move forward on that. We also have $100,000 in for our street overlay, so we have some big ticket items that are in our budget this year. It's tapping into the surplus a bit, which we agreed upon last year. We do that with our park, and since we rolled it over, I felt that you guys would agree to do that again. Any other questions? Any line items we need to discuss or change? Any comments?
Mayor, on the street overlay, I know one year we elected not to do a street overlay, and so for this fiscal year, is it something maybe, I know Shane had mentioned it earlier, is it something that we mostly scrutinize and rather than doing it on a PM schedule for this fiscal year, look at doing it on a need basis?
Absolutely. I think, Shane, you and I talked about having a meeting and redoing that spreadsheet we have, right?
Yeah, we do the budget, then take the schedule, and then maybe stretch it out. Yeah, if it looks like some of the streets, maybe minor repairs, they don't need a complete overlay.
And we kind of did that this year, you know?
About maybe getting together and just see, you know, because we have more streets than we had before, you know, when we originally started doing the schedule, we just adding it on, maybe. Instead of compressing some things, stretching some things out. Because most of our roads, our foundations are pretty good. The cover overlay program through the years, we never let it really get bad. And then do some need base work for a year and then maybe come out with a new schedule.
Yeah, we kind of did that last year. Remember, Courtney was next up on the list, and we just went down Courtney and Lee, and there was just no need. So we skipped it and moved on. So maybe we can just recompile our list, like you said, on that on as needed basis.
Calculating how many land feet we've been doing a year.
Yeah.
And back that up.
Yeah, we can definitely do that. Shane and I talked. I think maybe you were involved, Rusty. We'll get together with Shane and come up with a little plan real quick one afternoon. It shouldn't take us long. And then have Shane tell us the worst streets and maybe ride around with Roy and.
That's a good
shouldn't
idea.
Take long.
And give us a copy.
Absolutely.
We get phone calls, we can say.
What's next?
The streets that tend to fail the most are the ones that have had ditches on the side up in the
right. The color program has helped us there a lot.
It tends to happen more in the back because the ditches get deeper as you get away from the left.
Yeah, we're gonna solve some of those problems on the front side with this latest overlay. I'll let sloughing off, so. I think those are the big items. School resource officer, I discussed with Wes, we're only going to fund one of those. We're not going to do a second one for the new school. He's okay with that. I think that about does it, other than what we discussed at our last meeting.
Rusty, do you want to scale the overlay back about 25-50, do some repair work, and then reevaluate if we got to adjust it because we see a road we need to do good?
I think the last two cycles, I believe we went over, and we had to do a budget adjustment for an overage, if
yeah,
I remember
this correctly. This one we had to also.
Correct, right. Yep. Certainly for this one, and I think it was last year as well. The only thing I was looking at was there some way we can have an offset in our expenses versus our revenue, and if that is one area that we can scrutinize a little closer. Shane, I don't know if 100's the magic number, but again, I guess it's okay to leave it in there. We can make the budget adjustment.
Yeah.
But we definitely need to look at that and see if there's some way we can funding that.
Yeah, yep, I agree.
We can do that. When we have our meeting, we'll discuss that and see what it is, price per foot, and try to get closer to that number, a little bit below it, and move forward. All right. Well, with that, do I have a motion to accept our 2020-2021 town general fund budget as presented?
Presented me with the 300 for the bike.
Yeah, we'll make sure of that. We'll make sure of that.
I'll make the move.
All right. Got a motion by Mr. Andre. Have a second?
Well, I'll second it so we don't have to stay here until.
Well, I mean, we can
get you a hamburger.
All right, so I have a motion by Mr. Andre and a second by Ms. Bourgeois. Now we'll open up a public hearing to discuss the 2020-2021 budget summary ordinance, budget ordinance. Comments? No comments? All right, roll call vote, Mr. Blaine. I'll close public hearing and we'll have a roll call vote.
Councilmember Daigle?
Yes.
Councilmember Bourgeois?
Yes.
Councilmember Richard?
Yes.
Councilmember Andre?
Yes.
Councilmember Niesler?
Yes.
All right, thank you guys. Next up is our 2020, let me read it correctly, it's our ordinance number 4 of 2020 sewer budget. Sewer budget kind of is what it is. All those CPAs in the room that make us take that appreciation, we don't like that, but I think he knows what I'm talking about. Sewer budget kind of is what it is. Any questions on the sewer budget? Shane's doing very similar stuff to what we do. Of course, the truck we buy is going to be for the town business, so that doesn't come out of the sewer budget, but replacing a chlorine contact motor, submersible pump, radar installation, that's going to be, the radar installation is going to help us a lot.
So in the truck, say for future purchases, do salaries prorated?
Yeah, we can pull some out, I guess. Yeah, we can split it.
But in the future, maybe some, like we do it our personal.
Add those big expenses in there, yeah.
If we're going to use it for both. It's a wash in the long run, down the road.
Yep.
On big chunks of equipment. Work back that is the work back that.
That's right.
Duckweed, it's those little grids, it's pumps, it's aeration, mowing.
Any other questions on that? All right, so with that, do I have a motion to accept the 2020 sewer budget?
I move.
By Mr. Niesler, second by Mr. Richard. Go ahead and open a public hearing. Have any public comment? Public comment, we'll go ahead and close the public hearing. Mr. Rabelais, can you do a roll call vote?
Councilmember Bourgeois?
Yes.
Councilmember Richard?
Yes.
Councilmember Andre?
Yes.
Councilmember Niesler?
Yes.
Councilmember Daigle?
Yes.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate all your input and help on the budget. We'll watch the funds come through and make sure they're spent, and we'll be good stewards of your money, and I appreciate your support and everything. Introduction of ordinances. I don't have any. Anybody have anything? Resolutions? No police department reports?
All right. Month of May 2020, we had 9 alarms, 4 suspicious persons, 3 traffic complaints, 1 unlocked, 16 miscellaneous complaints, 16 disturbances, 2 assist to other agencies, 4 no insurance tows, 6 crash reports, 1 damaged property, 1 battery, 1 missing person was located, 1 improper telephone communication, 4 thefts, 1 possession of stolen property, 4 medical, 1 public assist, 1 animal at large, 76 total complaints, 314 citations with 354 violations.
Thank you, Chief.
Yep.
Mayor's report, I have a few things. We installed the speed limit signs that we discussed, that the radar signs that pick up your speed. They were installed today, so you should see those out on the streets. I mentioned our overlay is probably going to start this week, possibly next. I know everything's been completed, and we're waiting on the company to come out, RJ Daigle, to come out and start marking the streets up. So we'll see them in town soon. Storm came through. We had sandbags available. Thank goodness it wasn't a big one, and we survived it with no drainage issues at all. Everything worked out great. I attended a parish meeting with Chris Browning to discuss and answer questions about phase 2 reopening. So we're in phase 2. CDC guidelines. And I don't want to. OpenSafeLA.gov, I think, is where you can go to listen to read about the new guidelines for phase 2. We had a big meeting, and Butch Browning, our fire marshal, answered a bunch of questions about that. like to thank him for coming to the parish and helping us out on that. And I think that's all I have for my second. Remarks of personal privilege? Yes, sir.
Yeah, I saw the new sign on West Main Street. It's blocked by a bridge.
Yeah, we're going to cut that tomorrow. Yeah.
You can't see it until you get aboard.
Right, yeah, we're going to cut that tomorrow. I talked to Shane this afternoon.
Even though that's a safe highway, we could get signs and say children at play, like we see other places, and bank to donate those. We could donate that to others.
Yeah, the state may put them up for us for nothing.
Do they allow it? And that's a concern they brought up, and it's just that little strip with those little homes.
Yeah, we'll have to check with DOTD, because anytime you put a sign, they want to know where and they want to approve it. So maybe they can give us the signs to put up. Yep, I will check into that.
They don't have
the signs. Okay. Anybody else? Patricia, thanks for joining us. We appreciate having you.
Chief, there's been a significant increase in presence, of course, from the last meeting too. So, thank you for that. We see them all hours and morning and afternoons, and so.
No problem. Thank you. Appreciate it.
I also want to thank Chief for President Saturday. Asked him to help with some sandbags. Come out and give a President taking care of.
No problem. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Terry. Y'all take care of
them. I wasn't the resident.
Anybody else? Nope. All right, announcements. Town hall will be closed Friday, July 3rd in observance of Independence Day. Do I have a motion to adjourn? Move. Mr. Andre, second. Mr. Reshar, all in favor? All opposed? Ayes have it.
Terrible.
You're opposed.